Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
A huge thanks to Hum Nutrition, the sponsor of today's episode. So I have been taking my very own clients lately. I've started my own small business, and I do virtual consultations. They are very in-depth sessions, and I'm not only trying to understand what my clients' skincare routines are like, I'm trying to get an overall understanding of what their wellness level is like. Do they take care of themselves? What's their stress level like? How's their digestion? How do they feed their skin? What do they eat? Do they work out? Are they sleeping well? All of these things, right, can definitely play into skin health. And when something is amiss internally, usually our skin is one of the first areas to reflect it, trying to signal to us, hey, something is wrong. Let's take a closer look at the body as a whole. I don't know about you guys, but I've totally been that person just wandering through Whole Foods wondering which vitamins I should get. Hum makes it really simple and is all about helping you find the right solution for you to achieve real results in your mind, body, and mood. Hum only uses clinically proven ingredients that are highly absorbable, non-GMO, and free of common allergens. Hum offers personalized product recommendations from a registered dietitian based on your concerns. You can use their 3-minute evaluation to help figure out which vitamins and supplements will help you achieve your beauty goals. And again, these products are backed by clinical results, and they're designed to get you looking and feeling your very best, and they are shipped to you each month. So I took the quiz and it came up with some suggestions for me based on my goals and improvements I'd like to see in my body. I tend to want to focus on gut health, which is so tied to the skin, and probiotics and digestive enzymes are a couple of things that I have realized can really help my body to break down food and just function better as a whole. So I take the Daily Cleanse, which is a mix of detoxifying herbs and minerals that can help reduce breakouts and improve skin clarity. I also take their Skin Squad Pre and Probiotic, which is 9 ultra-targeted strains of good bacteria that balance the gut, reduce non-cystic acne, and helps to improve dry skin. And then lastly, Flatter Me, which is a blend of digestive enzymes and herbs that help break down carbs and fats to help reduce bloating, which is always kind of a sore subject for me, and help to improve digestion. With cold and flu season approaching and everything going on right now, we got to stay on top of our well-beings, get your sleep, eat right, take your vitamins, manage your stress. To help boost your well-being in the ways that you need it most, you can take Hum's quick quiz and get individualized product recommendations from their team of registered dietitians to help bring your skin, body, hormones, and mood into balance with Hum Nutrition. Use my code TREATMENT and you can get 15% off your order of $29 or more. Plus, with flexible subscription options and super chic packaging, I really look forward to taking my vitamins every day, and it's insanely easy to stay on top of your daily dosage. That's humnutrition.com to take the quiz and code TREATMENT for 15% off your first order. Take care of yourselves, guys, and enjoy the show. You're listening to The Treatment Room, a safe haven for estheticians and beauty lovers alike to indulge in all things skincare. We've got a lot on the books, from interviews with experts and estheticians to sessions with me, one-on-one, dedicated to helping you find your glow and reach your professional potential in this ever-changing spa industry. I'm Tess, and I'll be your esthetician and host. feel free to relax, take a deep breath, and grab a comforting cup of tea. Welcome to the treatment room. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to the treatment room. I am your host, Tess, and welcome to season two. You guys, this is a new chapter. It's a new frontier. We are turning the page. Old Tess, don't know her. This is season two, Tess. So I hope you guys are excited as I am. A lot has changed, obviously, and it's going to look different moving forward. Lauren has left the building, which we are so sad and it's so surreal to say. She has decided to focus her attention on other things, and we could not be happier for her. We are so proud. This pandemic has really, I think, changed a lot of things for everyone. And Lauren is somebody who I so admire.
See, guys,
we didn't know what the podcast would be. We didn't know if anyone would really be listening outside of like our small friend group. We had no idea what it would entail. So for us to be able to have all the incredible guests on we had last season, Renee Rouleau, Narita Joy, Donna Omari, the list goes on. It was absolutely phenomenal. I don't know if I could have done it on my own. So I will be forever thankful to Lauren. We love her. She will continue to be one of my very best friends that I text on an ongoing basis, and we talk all the time. So we're very happy for Lauren. And this is just the start of something new, you and me together. I think there's definitely something we can all learn from somebody deciding to, you know, make a new choice. The only thing to do is to be happy for them, whether you are somebody's employer, whether it is a friend, whether it is a partner moving on to new things. We have no choice but to be happy for them, because it can be difficult to make those decisions. People might be fighting internal battles we don't know about. And so when people make those decisions, we have to be respectful and honor them. And we would want the same thing for ourselves. A lot has changed with me as well. So for season two, I'm just going to put it all out there so you guys kind of know where I stand, what's going on with my life. And I think one of my goals for season two, since I can really, it's a little bit daunting and scary because I can take this whatever direction I want, but I'm thinking I want it to be a little bit more personal. And I think we focused so much on education and we were so intent on putting out messages that, you know, the best messages, the best education, the best guests and interviews. And I think we put so much pressure on ourselves to deliver a certain level of education that was truly going to bring value. That is not changing, but I think when you have so much pressure on you, it can be really hard to genuinely be yourself. And that's something I'm learning as I put myself out there more on social media. It can be challenging to truly be yourself. I don't know if you guys can relate at all, but sometimes it's just those situations at work or with friends or just being around people, being in social situations. I'm trying to let my guard down a little bit more and just let you guys like truly see me for me. So yeah, a lot has changed. And I think, like I said, it goes back to quarantine and, you know, all of a sudden, it was almost like the world literally stopped and we all had to step away from our jobs, some of us for a short period of time, some of us for a longer period of time. Me in California, it was 6 months that I was away from my job in the treatment room. 6 months, that's a long time. And in that time, you know, I had a lot to reflect on and think about. And my number one source of anxiety in this pandemic was really tied to my health. And I think I really felt like a bit of an outlier amongst friends and my peers, because although other people were concerned, as an autoimmune compromised person and as somebody who works closely with my dad, who is older, and having just ongoing chronic health issues that I deal with on a daily basis and things I seek medical attention for on a weekly basis, things I'm actively trying to pursue. If you have Hashimoto's or know anyone with Hashimoto's or IBS, which I have both, TMI, but I have both, it just comes with a host of issues, fatigue, physical, mental, just strain, not feeling like yourself, not having the same energy, flu-like symptoms, not feeling the best already. And knowing that my immune system is so compromised to anything external. So going back to the treatment room was something I truly like thought about and asked myself every day, Tess, is this going to be worth it for you long term? And you guys know I absolutely loved my job, past tense, loved my job. I love my work, but I have left my job at Dermaplus, which is crazy to say. And it still doesn't feel real, but it was a choice that was so difficult to make that I thought about it every day, pros and cons list. Actually got a therapist to see if I could work through some of the anxiety I had related to it. I would talk myself into it. I would talk myself out of it. I would feel a lot of guilt and shame for honestly not feeling ready to go back. And I would look at everyone on social media. It felt like for the most part, estheticians were so ready, and I feel guilty even saying this, so ready and excited to be back in the treatment room. And for me, it's not that I wasn't excited, but I felt more fear related to the virus. And this is in no way like a political conversation. I know everyone has their beliefs, but I felt the threat was very real to me. And I knew it could be something that could affect my health for the long term. And it was a very difficult decision, but it was one of those decisions where I had to put my health first. And I had to make a choice. Obviously, life has to resume. Schedules have to be made. Appointments needed to be made. And I had to make the choice for myself. So I don't know if it's the decision I would have made if I had the luxury of time to decide if I was going back when this was all truly over, when the virus is gone. But unfortunately, I didn't have that luxury. I had to make a decision. And I think it's so different for every esthetician. Thankfully, my boss, who's been so incredible to me throughout my time at Dermaplus, she was just, you know, very accepting of how I feel. She knows my health is an ongoing thing. And something she told me was just, you know, every esthetician has to decide for themselves right now if they can handle being back in the treatment room. For some people, it's a no-brainer. They cannot wait to be back. You know, it's something that doesn't necessarily phase them, or if it does, it's not going to hold them back from doing their job, which is something they've trained for. And I felt honestly very alone in my fear to go back. So again, I think every esthetician has to decide what they feel comfortable with. If it's something you can get over, if you do have a fear. For me, I had to put myself, you know, in the headspace of thinking, will I feel comfortable working on somebody having this fear in my head? Will I be able to deliver to the best of my abilities? Will I be able to sort of put my anxiety on a shelf and do my job and, you know, just be in the zone? And for me, the answer was kind of, not really. It's something I'm going to have to be so conscious of. I'm going to be constantly aware of it. And for me, it's simply, I had to put my health first. So I have decided to leave Dermaplus, sadly, and that's where I'm at. I am looking at what's ahead, and I think another thing that this time in quarantine allowed me to do was to refocus my attention and my energy on what can I do that is my highest potential and for my highest good and purpose. How can I ask myself where my energies are best spent? How can I best serve the audience, which is you guys, that, you know, keeps me going? So that is not something that's going away. My passion for you, my passion for aesthetics. If anything, I think I've realized in quarantine, like how beautiful what I have built is. And it may be small, but I think it's something that's very mighty, something that's very close to my heart. It is the first thing I think about when I wake up is you guys. I want to look at my messages. I want to hear what's going on in your lives. I want to create meaningful content that is helpful, whether it's YouTube or podcasts or TikTok, whatever it may be, I want to be a resource for you. So that is not going away. And something I think anytime I've made a decision about my career in aesthetics, since you guys are so close to my why, I have felt guilt. Am I letting somebody down if they see me not go this traditional route that I have talked about so much that I have inspired people to do? Like when I get that message that I've inspired somebody to go pursue aesthetics, like right now I feel a sense of guilt because I'm like, if I change my path, like are they going to feel like I misled them? I don't want you guys to feel that way at all. I mean, these are crazy, absolutely crazy circumstances. We never thought we would be here in a pandemic in a million years, like not at all. But I think having that awareness of what I can do, what we all can do with social media, it's such a beautiful thing. I know it has its it has its downsides, but I think it has so much potential, and it showed me the power of community, and it just feels so good to be part of something that is bigger than myself. And so for that reason, I know there's more potential there. So I think something is coming for me, and I am only in the beginning stages, but I am essentially thinking about how I can take that to the next level, how I can be a resource for you guys, how I can make a business for myself doing the things I love. I know there's tremendous power in the treatment room and being one-on-one with somebody, but I also know if I can create content that touches hundreds of or thousands of estheticians, then that's something I should consider. And I really need to evaluate my time. And I think it's something everybody should do. You should always be checking in with yourself. You don't need to continue down a certain path, whatever it may be, because you feel obliged to somebody, you feel like you owe them something, whether it's your parents, your boss, you've already come this far. No, like that needs to go out the window. All you have and all that matters is your happiness right now. At the end of the day, you can really only depend on yourself, and you only have yourself to report to. That's all that matters. Everything else is literally a mirage. It's beliefs you put on yourself. I can't quit this job. I can't change my direction because then so-and-so will be mad at me. So-and-so will be disappointed. Like, no, only you and what you need to do to live the life that you want. That is what matters. So today's podcast is sponsored by Forager Project, an organic plant-based family-owned creamery. Guys, I want to take a trip here. It sounds like my heaven, where they source nature's finest ingredients, nuts, seeds, ancient grains, fruits, and vegetables. When it comes to food, I'm so not a fan of labeling certain categories good or bad, but it's more so about making small tweaks where you can and perhaps even trying something that you might enjoy more. So with dairy, I often saw for my clients, it was creating a lot of frustration and lowering their confidence over time. Dairy can be linked to acne, eczema, rosacea, because it can be so inflammatory for our skin and for our gut. Forager Crafts organic dairy-free yogurts, kefirs, milks, and sour cream using their hero ingredient, organic cashews. My personal favorites are their unsweetened cashew milk coffee creamer. I've been loving that with a little iced latte or a little cold brew in the morning, and their unsweetened cashew milk yogurt for these little yogurt bowls I've been making super fast and filling. And I'll add strawberries, chia seeds, agave, maybe some cacao nibs if I'm feeling crazy, but whatever you like, I'll just throw that in a little yogurt bowl, or I'll throw it in my smoothie that I make almost every morning with some frozen raspberries, blueberries, spinach, and protein powder. Voting is like taking a train sometimes. Even if it's not going to your exact destination, sometimes it's better to take a train there, make a switch later on, rather than just sitting at the bus stop and not getting anywhere. Forager wants to inspire everyone to get out and vote and participate in our democracy. They have provided voting resources and information to make it super easy and convenient for you at www.foragerproject.com/vote and on their social media at Forager Project. I will put all of that information in the show notes so you can easily find it. Happy voting and enjoy the rest of the show. That's been something I've been focusing on myself, and I've been working on with a mentor, actually, somebody you guys have met on the podcast, Douglas Preston. I've been talking to him a lot because he is so practical. He has a great view of this industry, and it's been incredible to have that resource, to have somebody to talk to and to talk about what kind of life, what kind of vision I see for myself. And honestly, I think I was always meant to work for myself. If I think about my career trajectory, I mean, it's a little bit sad. I haven't been at any job for over a year and 5 months, and I think I would have stayed in this job a lot longer if I could, but I think it's sort of just a sign that I have always been meant to work for myself. And if you're somebody thinking about if you should be an entrepreneur, if you should be a business owner, I want you to really think about that. And gosh, it's hard because there's varying messages. You know, some people will say you should just go for it. You know, you'll figure it out on the way. Other people say, you know, not everyone is meant to be a business owner. It becomes your whole life. You have to be the type of person who is willing to put in the long hours, work 7 days a week. There's no clocking out of having your own business. It's an around the clock thing, usually, if you want it to be successful. So something I think that sort of helped me see this vision and start to view myself as somebody who could be more responsible, because I always toyed with that idea, but I think I always had such crippling self-confidence issues that I never thought it was possible. So I never really held myself to that standard. And I don't think I was quite ready to, but even having something like my YouTube, which I've been working on for 3 years, I've been putting up one or two videos every week for 3 years, committing to small goals or small responsibilities that are a mirror of what you want to do, I think can help. So I think doing something long-term like that for myself helped me to cultivate a lot of confidence. So maybe there's something you're thinking about, be it a blog project or a side hustle. I'd say start with what you have, start where you are, see where it goes, see what feels right. And I think the only thing that has ever felt 100% right is working for myself. And I don't want to quit on myself because I'm all I have. And I'm never going to let myself down. I mean, I will stop when something doesn't feel right, but I know I can count on myself. I think that's a big reason that I am meant to be in business for myself. So, gosh, all of this to say, I don't know exactly where I'm going, but I do know I have such a fire in my heart and such a passion for what I do. That's why I think I always say, find your why. That is the thing that is going to surpass motivation. The motivation can come and go. You will have days you wake up and you feel great and you can't wait to work out or work on your business or start that new diet or lifestyle or commit to something. And you're going to have days that you do not feel like doing it. You don't want to do it. It's much easier to sit on the couch and do something else. The motivation is going to come and go. But the promise to yourself that comes from having a strong why, and I really recommend basing your why on somebody outside of yourself. So having you guys, having the vision, understanding like who the actual girl is, that girl or guy that I'm talking to, knowing your hopes and your dreams, talking to you, seeing what your faces look like, hearing your stories, it really helps me. Like the more I talk to you guys, the more clear my vision is for wanting to help in some way or some form. And I don't know everything, but I think what this has shown me is you really don't have to know everything to start doing that thing you want to do. You just have to be willing to share in the process, willing to share in the highs and the lows. And certainly I have had my lows in quarantine. So if you're feeling that way, I'm with you. I think everyone is with you. This has been an absolute wild ride. I feel like we don't know like what. Every day is different. I mean, in California, it's shutdowns, reopenings, shutdowns again, wildfires, can't go outside. Like, just it feels like there's so much chaos around us. And I know, as I said last season, my heart so goes out to all of the estheticians who are just overwhelmed emotionally, physically. Maybe you are trying to get your client roster and your books filled again. Maybe you are overwhelmed. Maybe you have lost a lot of money during this time. Maybe you haven't been able to work. Maybe you haven't been able to continue with your education. Esthetician students, I know a lot has been put on hold and paused. You haven't been able to work on people in the same capacity. Like, my heart is so with you because I cannot imagine going through this process with it being disrupted. I was so lucky to have the luxury of just being able to be in that space and fully invest myself in it. So you guys have had a challenge, but I know you will come out of the other side stronger. And maybe this pause has allowed you to reflect on what you truly want to do, how you want to move forward. And there are so many, I just want to say, there's so many opportunities available to you. So just like Lauren, just like myself, there are so many jobs available to somebody with an esthetician background. I think we tend to think of one type of model for being an esthetician. And I think that's part of my mission to sort of change how estheticians are put in a certain box, because I think we are capable of so much. And especially in today's day and age, skincare has become something absolutely everybody wants to talk about and know about, and at least understand on a basic level how they can take care of your skin, of their skin. So we, I think, have such an amazing asset with our education. And I think how the traditional esthetician looks, I think that's really going to be evolving and changing in the next coming year. So I don't want you guys to feel pegged or tied down to one certain image of being an esthetician. That's something I've never really been down with, because I don't like to be told, you know, where I fit in a box. I want to allow my passion and my education to shine through in whatever way feels right. So whether that's education, training, consulting, retail, there's so many endless possibilities for estheticians. And I think it's also been amazing during quarantine watching how so many estheticians have elevated their business, taking it to a new level they never would have thought of had they not had that time, had they not stepped away from their treatment rooms, had we not been limited. And that way we would never have thought about, you know, how you can explore other types of virtual opportunities. So I think things are really changing, and in an exciting way. I can't speak, but in an exciting way, things are changing. And I want to just encourage you guys to listen to your passion, do what makes you happy. But if you're in school and you're having moments of doubt, or you're confused, or you don't feel good at one thing, it is okay. I was just talking to one person who's feeling this way because they feel like their hands are shaky when they do waxing. And I think what we have to realize is this, especially esthetician school, is the time to learn. But life, like, we are allowed to learn and be growing and not be perfect and not be at our final destination. My advice to this person who was nervous was to tell themselves, I'm nervous in this moment and it's okay. I accept that and it will pass, because it will pass. Or you'll find another element or facet of it that you love. This is the time to explore, but it's always the time to explore. I've been reflecting so much on my life and like what has gone down in these past couple years that I've been licensed. 2.5 years ago, I was sitting outside a cafe in front of the skincare retail store that I was going to work at. And I was so hopeful to get that retail job. And then I was so excited to have my first job in a treatment room at Dermaplus. And now I'm so excited to see what I can do for myself, what level I can hold myself to, how I can best serve other people. So please let me know, you guys, if there are ways I can help you, ways I can honestly mold my business around your needs. That is essentially what I want to do. I want to help, and I want to be able to support myself in a way that always feels true to me and for my highest good. And I really urge you to do the same. So I think that's sort of the theme of this episode. What Lauren's doing, what I'm doing, we're all on our own path, and all you have to do is be authentic to yourself. That's it. I absolutely love podcasting, and that's why I am sticking with it, even though it's scary. You guys, I'm nervous doing this whole thing on my own, and I just want to meet your expectations. I know Lauren has some amazing shoes I could never even try to fill on my own, but I'm going to do my best to keep giving you guys the resources you need to be your best selves. So please let me know what that might be, whether it's certain guests, whether it's certain topics. I am all ears. So you can always leave me a comment on a YouTube video, comment on my Instagram. Let me know. I will see it. I read everything. And thank you guys, most of all, thank you so much for trusting with me and staying with me. I promise the best is yet to come. So thank you so much, as always, for trusting me with your time and allowing me to be part of your lives. I so, so appreciate it. I love you guys. Let me know what you want to see and hear of from me. And I'm excited. I'm so excited. We have a lot to do. So thank you guys so much for listening. I hope this cleared things up. I love you so much, and I will talk to you in the next episode.